Benedict presided at a solemn mass in front of St. Peter's Basilica, marking the 50th anniversary of the opening of the Second Vatican Council and Thursday's launch of the Year of Faith. The Ecumenical Patriarch Bartholomew I and the Anglican leader, the Archbishop of Canterbury Dr. Rowan Williams, together with over 400 cardinals and bishops, were among those attending the Mass. Vatican Radio's Susie Hodges reports. Pope Benedict told those present that the reason the Church was proposing a new year of faith and the new evangelization was not so much to honour an anniversary, but because there is an even greater need than there was 50 years ago.
In questi decenni è avanzata una desertificazione spirituale.
He said that in these past decades a spiritual desertification had advanced and that this void has spread around. At the time of the Second Vatican Council, the Pope said, it was already possible from a few tragic pages of history to know what a life or a world without God looked like. Unfortunately, he added, we now see it every day all around us. However, Pope Benedict went on, it's by using this desert as our starting point that we can once again rediscover the joy of believing and the value of what is essential for life. In our contemporary world, he said, there are numerous signs of that thirst for God and the ultimate meaning of life. Referring to the Year of Faith, Pope Benedict described it as a pilgrimage in the desert of the contemporary world, in which the only essential thing to carry along is the gospel and the faith of the Church, of which the documents of the Second Vatican Council are a shining expression, along with a catechism of the Catholic Church. He went on to say that during the Council there was a dynamic effort regarding the common task of making the truth and beauty of our faith shine again in our times, without sacrificing it to the needs of the present or holding it tied to the past.
Per questo ho più volte insistito sulla necessità di ritornare, per così dire, alla lettera del Concilio, cioè...
It's for this reason, the Pope continued, that I have often insisted on the need to return, as it were, to the letter of the Council, that is, its documents, to find its authentic spirit. By referring to the documents, we avoid the extremes of anachronistic nostalgia or racing ahead, and are able to pick the novelty within the continuity. The Council, the Pope said, did not formulate anything new in matters of faith, nor did it wish to replace what was ancient. Rather, it concerned itself with seeing that the same faith might continue to be lived in the present day, that it might remain a living faith in a world of change. But, as the Pope reminded those present, the Council Fathers were able to do that because they were sure of their faith and the solid rock on which it was based. Instead, he added, in the years following the Council, many people blindly followed the prevailing mentality, putting into question the very pillars of the depository of the faith. Pope Benedict concluded his homily by entrusting the Year of Faith to the Mother of God, whom he said shines like a star on the path of the new evangelization. I'm Susie Hodges.